The last thing I want to ask you about is whether you have any speculations about why ovarian cancer is so sensitive to chemotherapy and, you know, kind of bevacizumab too, it sounds like. What do you think there is about the biology of this disease that causes that?
I don't know. I think that the fact that we recognize it is the first step, and in terms of us being able to offer these patients a number of different treatments that are keeping more women alive for a longer period of time than what we've ever been able to accomplish in the past. And that is partially due to, I think, better surgical techniques. But I also think a big part of that is because we have so many drugs that we can offer to these patients. And as you characterize it, the tumor remains relatively sensitive to a number of these agents. And so I think by sequencing these agents, we can really keep these patients alive for quite a long period.
I've kind of had this impression, and I have no idea if there's any scientific basis to it, that there's a higher growth fraction. I think about the cells and the ascites and stuff, but I don't know if that's been studied or if it's true, is it?
Well, I can really comment on what it is relative to other tumors, because even within the ovarian cancer arena, there's a fair amount of heterogeneity in terms of response.
I mean, in terms
of growth
fractions or, you know, Ki-67 or stuff like that, is it a faster growing tumor?
These tend to be fairly genetically garbled tumors, which is part of why I think they respond well to cytotoxics, but why we may not see as much single-agent tyrosine kinase inhibitors and so on that seem to work on one pathway have success. And I think that certainly the molecular genetics of this may explain some of the outcomes we see with our tools that we have available.